When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
So let me give you all this scenario, and then y'all tell me what the best outcome could have been. So a guy and his girlfriend broke up. He goes back over to her house at night and sets her house on fire.
Oh.
Allegedly, according to the video. What is the best thing that could happen while he's doing that?
He sets himself on fire.
Exactly. That is the number one outcome that you can have, where it doesn't catch the innocent person's stuff on fire and it burns him to a crisp. That's the happy ending of this story.
He tied an electron at the end of that.
Yeah,
he burned him to a crisp.
Yeah, he caught himself on fire.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Stupid idiot.
Man on fire.
Man on fire. Man on fire.
Man, open a damn door.
Does he have a fire. Gas tank and lighter like old school?
Yeah. It's in Albuquerque that happened.
Mm. Nope. This will get her back into my good graces. Yeah. I'll set her house on fire.
Yeah, what?
She'll come running back into my open arms.
That's wild. What is the outcome he's hoping for there? I'm just so mad I'm going to burn it down?
Yeah,
or is he thinking if he burns it
revenge.
Down, she won't have a place to stay. She'll have to come live with me then and we'll make it work.
No, I think he's trying to
it's just revenge.
Kill her. Yeah,
yeah.
Because he had been drinking.
Well,
you know, who hasn't been there? You know, you had a few beers. You're sad. And you want to go burn your ex's house down and you end up setting yourself on fire.
Yeah. I don't even mow the grass when I've been drinking because I'm afraid to mess with the gas.
That's why your grass is so high.
Yeah. The other weekend, I was like, I need to cut the grass. And I was like, I'll do it tonight when the sun goes down. It's too hot out. And I was like, after a couple beers, I was like, you know what? I have to refill the gas tank. I don't even feel like messing with this confusing gas tank. The gas tank this Ace gave me. It's like an EPA strict, you know. They're not like they used to be. I'll say that.
Yeah. Do what I did. I used to always take the top off of it because I hated it so much. I just took the top completely off, spilling gas everywhere.
They're so stupid.
I was like, every time I'm thinking, is this what you wanted? Is this what the EPA wanted? Yeah. Gas all over the concrete?
Yeah, we used to be able to go get gas in an empty milk jug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, those were the days.
Now, you know, now people, you know, frown on that and they tell you can't do that anymore.
Sucks.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
There was nothing wrong with it. So, yeah, I guess that is a smart thing to do, not to be drinking and mowing.
Yeah, I mean, it was the gas thing and also like that spinning blade. Like, I don't know, you just... Just didn't seem like the right combo for the night.
Yeah, you want to be as sharp as possible. Along with the blade. Yeah.
Do you have to do edge, like trim work?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do all that at the same time. That would have probably been even more dangerous with the weed whacker.
That's what I was going to say. That to me would be the more dangerous part than the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, you got a beer in one hand and you're just trying to weed eat in the other.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, what I will do, I will definitely use the blower, the leaf blower,
with
the beer in hand. I mean, that is like heaven. I mean, that is the next level euphoric.
Yeah. That leads to walking around going, what else can I blow off?
Oh, right? Man, I'm just like circling like a shark around my house, like looking for things to use the leaf blower on.
When you take the last swig out of the can, do you throw it in the air and hit it with the blower and see how far you can blow?
Oh, what a great idea.
How long you can keep it in the air.
You look like a real drunk idiot. Somebody sees you out in the front yard holding a beer can up with the leaf blower.
I'm going to try that when I get home. Yeah.
Line them up. Mine's got a little, the thing you can set it wide open or just hit it with your thumb.
Yeah.
I'd like to line them up and just like, see if I can just blow them off there.
Yeah, that could be easily be a an outdoor game. Yeah. See who can keep the empty beer can in the air the longest.
Hell yeah.
It's much safer than a BB gun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just air.
Nothing looks better, though, than a guy out in his yard with a beer in one hand and anything else in the other.
True.
Doesn't matter what it is. You're picking up the kids' toys. You got a tricycle in your hand and beer in the other. It's always a great mental image to say you got something in one hand and a beer in the other.
I have, I myself am positive that I have on more than one occasion had a beer in left hand, using right hand to shoot baskets with my son, or throw a football. Hey, make it this side. Throw it over here. I don't want it. It goes to the left side. It's just going off in the yard. You got to go get it.
Help me out.
Don't throw it hard. I had to catch them all one-handed. Just lob it up here so I can catch it.
Yeah. You never see women doing that. Even if they love beer, they don't try to do any type of yard activity with a beer in one hand and something else in the other. Uh-uh. Huh.
They should get it on it because it's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something so fun about that.
It's clearly their loss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Trying to be all highfalutin.
Yeah. I'll be out there, beer in one hand, pulling weeds.
Sure.
Spill the beer. Pick up the beer out of the grass, keep drinking it.
You just drink it, take a swig.
You get a little bit close, a little bit
grass clipping the guy in it.
Absolutely.
I'm not as much with that because I like to be sitting down or standing in one spot drinking a beer. I don't like to be moving around.
Really?
Mm-mm. Like, same thing when I used to smoke cigars. I would have never smoked one while I was playing golf if I played golf.
That's my absolute favorite.
But because I don't want to be moving around and you know, in the heat and all that, I want to be sitting comfortably, relaxed, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm... Guess you look at it, like I've spent $250 on one cigar. I'm not going to waste it while I'm doing activities.
Good point.
Damn.
Good point.
You know, with a nice glass of Screaming Eagle.
I'm
just kidding.
I'll never forget. I've told y'all before. I played in that this NFL. I don't know, alumni golf tournament thing. I'm not sure how I got into it. But anyway, and I play with these former football players.
It was a partner with Grandkids thing one year, wasn't it?
And these guys would smoke cigars on the golf course. And when they went to hit, like I had a cigar, and I would lay a tee down and like lay my cigar on the tee to make sure. This guy was like smoking and would just fling it off to the side. I was like, hey, man, you're throwing fire on the grass. Like, that really makes me nervous. But he only did it in the fairway, he didn't do it on the putting green, but he would just go to smoke and like he'd take a big drag off of it before he lined up with his ball and just flip it over to the side. Like,
and then go pick it up?
Yeah, then he'd hit and then reach over and pick it up and keep smoking. I was like, man, you're just throwing fire on the grass. I wish you would not do that. It makes me nervous.
But you know why he wouldn't do it on the green? Probably because he didn't want to mess up the green, but another reason is because it gets chemicals on it on the green. Back when I used to subscribe to Cigar Aficionado magazine, they had an article in there one time about golfers who just they put their cigar on the ground while they hit, and they said, you don't want to do that because you're going to get chemicals on it. It'll mess up the taste of the cigar and might kill you or something.
He did it several times. He'd take a big drag off and just flick it over to the side and man, please stop doing that.
Yeah. We were watching the U.S. Open over the weekend on Father's Day, and my dad was like, everybody stop, look. And he pauses the live coverage and goes, they are cutting that green too short. They are scalping that grass, and I can tell. They need to water it. I was like, okay, all right, turn it back on. Thank you. Thank you for that little lesson. Yeah,
at the U.S. Open, they messed the green up?
They messed the green up. cut it too short.
So what is the I don't watch golf or keep up with anything, but what is the controversy with that golfer, that Corey, whatever his name is.
He walked out after he fumbled the bag, as the kids would say. He really screwed up late in the tournament. And he had been in the press. He had been filing for divorce, but they thought this was his chance to kind of make an impact. And, he boofed it.
Is the U.S. Open the only one he needs for the career Grand Slam?
I don't know.
Maybe he's won it before. But anyway, he hasn't won a major in like 10 years.
Yeah.
And he missed two putts. The last, I didn't see the first one. The last one on 18, he makes it's a 3.5 foot putt that would have forced a tie, and he missed it right. And I think he missed one on 16.
Yeah.
That was about the same distance that would have, if he hadn't missed that one, he would have still been in the lead. And so he kind of just, essentially, the people would say that he choked. So he was watching at the end, and when Bryson DeChambeau won, within 6 minutes, he was gone. So rather than come back out.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're supposed to come back out and congratulate him. Hey, well done, that kind of thing. He just got his stuff and spun the tires, pulled it out. Just mad at himself, probably, more than anything else.
Squalling. I don't like that, though. When they take a more masculine sport and something huge that happens in a more masculine sport and then add that as a title to something in golf or tennis, like when they say the Grand Slam. I mean, are they trying to improve the image of those lesser masculine sports? And not tennis so much coordination, but the lesser masculine sports with something masculine like being able to hit a Grand Slam.
Maybe so.
Maybe that's what it is.
Can't fault them for trying, but I'm out here and I know what you're doing.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.